Blog Talk Radio. The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Fifth Commandment: Thou shalt not kill.
Sit down, Stevens.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Masterson. Very nice of you to see me.
Well, I hope you'll be as pleased when you leave.
You don't like me, do you?
Well, what's on your mind?
The city is going to build a new school on Forsyth Street.
I know, and we're open to bids.
My company wants to build that school.
We've already received your bid through the regular channels.
But there's not much chance we'll get it, is there?
You built a hospital for the city many years ago, Stevens. You used faulty materials. You were wasteful, inefficient. You cost the city taxpayers too much money.
I won't argue with you, Mr. Masterson, that you're wrong about the waste. That money wasn't wasted. It went to a gentleman who at the time sat in the commissioner's office down the hall. He left that office a millionaire.
You wouldn't care to repeat that to a grand jury?
No.
I didn't think so.
For the responsibilities of the city's chief engineer, you don't get very much money, do you?
What are you leading up to now?
Frankly, I don't know how you managed to send both your boys to college.
If you're getting ready to offer me a bribe, Stevens, you'll find yourself thrown out of this office.
Okay, okay. Keep your wife in last year's coat. Let your kids wait on tables to get through school.
Are you
finished?
Now,
look, we're not asking you to do anything dishonest. Okay, maybe the city will have to pay a little more money. What's that to you? They don't pay you half what you're worth. The taxpayers figure you dip your fingers into the city's treasury anyway. In most cases, they're right. Why should you be the only sap on the city payroll?
You've got one virtue, Stevens. You're persistent. Now get out.
Okay. I'll see you again. Maybe on the way out, I'll drop by the commissioner's office.
That won't do you any good. This is a clean administration.
Oh, by the way, Masterson, I hear one of your sons, the one that graduated last year, is working downstairs.
You keep away from him.
There's an opening in my firm for a bright young fellow.
He likes it here.
Get smart, Masterson. Don't let the kid make the mistake you did, working for a city that doesn't appreciate him. You know, you could have been a big success outside.
Yes, Mr. Masterson?
Mary, will you phone my son downstairs? Tell him I'll be a little late for lunch.
Oh, Bob was here while you were talking to Mr. Stevens, sir. He said he'd have to break your luncheon date. One of his professors from college dropped in.
Oh, Professor Malcolm?
Yes, sir. They decided to lunch early.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Mrs. Masterson called, too. She wants to know if you'll be working late again.
Yes, I gotta go over those bids for the new school. I'll call her back, Mary, and tell her I'll get a bite downtown.
You, dear?
Yes, Margaret. I'm sorry I couldn't make it for dinner, dear.
After 25 years, I'm getting used to it. Mm-hmm. Tired?
A little. Oh, it feels good to sit down. Bob home?
Uh-huh. Upstairs. Professor Malcolm was here to dinner.
Yes, I knew he was in town. Margaret.
Yes, dear?
Are you still wearing last year's coat?
Why, John Masterson, what a question.
No, are you?
Whatever made you think of that?
Are you, Margaret?
Well, if you must know, my good tweed coat is 3 years old, but you've never shown any interest in my clothing before.
I guess it's time I did.
John, what is it? What's wrong?
Oh, what did Professor Malcolm have to say? Huh?
Oh, you know, he's asked Bob again to go back to the college to get his engineering degree. But he was very delicate about it. He knows we can't afford it.
Did you tell him Bob was studying at night?
Yes, but he thinks the school is so important. If Bob got his degree from the college, he thinks he'd be able to place him with one of the top firms in the country.
No doubt.
Professor Malcolm says he was his best student.
I know that, Margaret.
But, John, I was only...
Well, you don't have to labor the point.
I'm sorry, dear.
No, I'm sorry. I'm very tired, Margaret.
It isn't like you to fly off the handle.
Well, maybe that's what's wrong with me. I don't get mad often enough at the city, at the taxpayers, and most of all at myself for letting my family down.
Do you hear anyone in this house complaining?
Well, I'd feel better if they did. This is hard to take, Margaret. You smiling through it all, and Bob, too. Look at him eating his heart out downtown, wanting to be back in school. Knowing he'd make a crackerjack engineer if his father hadn't let him down, but does he complain? No, he just brushes it off.
All right, we'll start nagging then. But wait till morning. Go up to bed now, dear. You're tired.
All right. Good night, dear.
Get a good night's sleep.
Oh, Margaret, say good night to Bob for me. I'd rather not. I don't want to disturb him.
All right, dear.
That you, Dad? Say, I'm sorry about lunch today.
That's all right, Bob. Mary told me you called. Are you studying?
Yeah.
Bob, are you getting anything out of that night course?
Sure, Dad.
Not like college, though, is it?
Well, a little longer at night, that's all.
Doesn't leave you much time to see Mary.
Oh, Mary understands.
I don't know what I'll do when you take her away from me, Bob. Best secretary I ever had.
That won't be for a long time.
Bob, tell me, how much would it cost to go back for your degree?
Oh, gee, I don't know, Dad.
How much?
Well, I did figure it out once, just for fun. I figure if I took a job on the side, I'd still need about $6,000.
Well, maybe we can think about it when Philip graduates.
I can get where I want to go without college, Dad. I'm getting my degree at night and picking up experience at the office at the same time. Now, don't worry about it. By the way, I checked the material on that street paving project today. Everything is fine.
Good, I thought so. That's a top-notch firm handling that project. No inferior materials. They don't operate that way.
And if they did, you wouldn't deal with them. I suppose you know you've got quite a reputation down there, Dad. Makes me feel pretty good.
You can't eat a reputation, son. Or send a boy to college on it. Morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Masterson. The commissioner's waiting in your office. It's important.
Oh, it must be. Well, no calls until we're finished, Mary, huh? Good morning, sir.
Sorry to break into your office, John. Have you accepted a bid for the new school yet?
No, but I've made my choice. Hendricks and Sons.
Sorry, it's going to Stevens and Garner.
Ed Stevens' firm?
Don't look at me. I threw him out of my office yesterday. The order came from City Hall, upstairs.
I thought this administration was different.
There's always a bad penny.
Sometimes I wonder if it's worth trying.
I wonder myself. You know, if I'd known Stevens was going to get the bid anyway, I wonder if I'd have been so quick to throw him out. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, makes you think. Yes, Mary?
Mr. Stevens, sir.
Tell him I'm not in.
Well, he knows you're there, sir.
All right, send him in.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Masterson.
Did you come to gloat?
Oh, you heard about it already.
I did. And I'm warning you now, Stevens, you're going to build a good school. Because I'll check and double-check every brick and nail.
Fair enough. Anything else on your mind?
Yes, I'm going to watch every expense voucher and bill you send in, and it better be right.
But expenses are out of your hands. Our vouchers will be approved over your head. Of course, we'd rather have you on our side.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll make it worth your while if you cooperate and overlooking a few padded expense accounts.
You just got through telling me that expenses are out of my hands.
Well, we want to keep everybody happy. Let's say $200 a week for not making a lot of noise.
Now, look, let me get this straight. You're willing to pay me for not making noise about expenses I can't do anything about?
Nothing wrong in that, is there?
I just don't get it.
We just find that it pays to keep everybody happy. Now, what do you say? $200 a week as long as the job lasts.
I don't want $200 a week.
Then what is your price?
Well, my price?
Everybody's got a price.
My price is a degree.
What is this, a gag?
I want cash, Stevens.
How much?
$6,000.
$6,000?
That or forget about the whole thing.
Okay. Here's my hand now.
No, I don't have to shake your hand, Stevens.
Okay. I'll be around with the money tomorrow. So long, John.
More coffee, dear?
Huh?
Coffee.
Oh, no more.
How's the school coming?
The school?
John, you're not paying any attention. I asked you how the new school was coming.
Oh, all right, I guess. It should be finished by fall.
Is the construction firm doing a good job?
Yes, of course they are. Well, what makes you ask that?
Well, you needn't bite my head off. I just recall that you never thought much of them before.
Well, I didn't pick them. They went over my head.
Well, are you satisfied?
Oh, they're expensive, but they're doing a good job. We've checked them on materials, Bob's office is checking every item. Where is he, anyway?
Another date.
Oh?
It isn't like Bob to go out so much.
Well, he's in good hands with Mary.
I suppose so. Mary must look a sight when she gets to the office in the morning.
Why's that?
Staying up till past 3 almost every night.
Now that you mention it, she has been looking kind of tired.
We saw more of Bob when he was going to night school.
There's no sense going to night school when he's going back to college in the fall.
Oh, that reminds me. You know that stock of yours, the one that became valuable?
What about it?
Well, I was talking with Sam Boland at the grocer's today, telling him we were using it to send Bob back to the college. And he said Amalgamated Zinc hasn't paid a dividend in years.
Why should you talk about it to every stranger you meet?
Sam isn't a stranger. And you're mighty touchy these days. And look at your plate. You haven't eaten a thing.
For goodness sake, Margaret, will you leave me alone?
Good morning, Mr. Masterson.
Good morning, Mary. Mary.
Yes, sir?
You look kind of tired.
Oh, well, it's nothing. I think I'm getting a cold.
Well, now, you tell that boy of mine to get you home a decent hour.
Who? Oh, you thought I...
What is it, Mary?
Well, didn't you know?
Know what?
I haven't been out with Bob for over a month.
What's this? Did you quarrel?
I guess you could call it that.
What would you call it?
Well, he just began treating me differently, that's all. I didn't like it, and I told him. He just didn't call back.
I think I'd better have a little talk.
Oh, no, please don't.
When was the last time you saw him, Mary?
Well, I was going home last Thursday, and I was waiting on the corner for the bus when he passed in an automobile. They were all laughing and having a good time. They didn't see me.
Who was with him?
2 girls I don't know, and that Mr. Stevens.
What? Ed Stevens?
Well, now, he has a right to his own life. I don't care. Will you excuse me, please?
Yes, go on, Mary.
Oh, John.
Yes, sir?
Have you a moment?
Oh, yes, of course.
The city inspector's been on my neck all morning about the new school.
What about?
Something about finding some inferior materials. You better see him right away.
Well, I will, but he must be wrong. We've checked and double-checked every brick.
Well, some of it might have slipped through. Anyway, I told him you'd handle it. He's somewhere around the room.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Dad.
Has the city inspector been down here?
Yeah, he was snooping around a little while ago. I think he went over to the school.
Shouldn't you be there yourself?
Plenty of time. I'm going over after lunch.
I hope you boys down here have everything under control.
Don't give it another thought, Dad. Everything is perfect.
Good. Well, that's a load off my mind. If you see the city inspector over there, tell him I want to see him in my office as soon as possible. Huh?
Well, it's about time, Dad. That guy is getting in our hair.
I don't think I understand.
Okay, Dad. Handle it your way.
Handle it? Look, Bob, what do you say we have lunch together?
Well, I'd like to, Dad, but I got a date for lunch.
Well, I'll talk to you after dinner, then.
Sorry again.
Another date?
Yeah.
Same girl as last night?
Oh, don't wish that on me, Dad. No, this is a new one.
Ed Stevens going to be there?
I don't think so.
Bob, I'd prefer you didn't see him.
Uh-huh. I get you, Dad.
And what about Mary?
She... told you, did she?
I asked her. She's a lovely girl, Bob.
Well, Mary's all right, Dad. I like her.
Bob, you're making a mistake.
Everybody makes mistakes, Dad.
Come to bed, John.
Oh, Margaret, I thought you'd gone to bed hours ago.
It's 2:00.
Well, I'm going to wait up for Bob.
Anything wrong downtown?
No, no. At least I hope not.
John.
Yes?
I know about the stock. There is no stock, is there?
No.
The money came from Ed Stevens, didn't it?
How did you know?
Bob isn't the only one who's changed in this house.
I'm sorry, dear.
John.
Look, I didn't really do anything wrong, Margaret. I could have made some noise about expenses, but City Hall would have hushed it up. And I'm making sure they're building a good school. We won't pass anything but the best materials, Margaret.
Then why did they give you the money?
Just for not making too much noise about expenses. Was that very wrong of me? Was it, Margaret?
I don't have to tell you, John. Look what it's doing to you.
I want Bob to have an education.
Would Bob want it that way?
He won't find out.
He idolizes you. Whatever you do is right with him.
Well, he won't find out. I'll see to that. He'll never know.
Come to bed now, dear. If Bob isn't home now, he's not coming.
All right. I gotta be in early. The city inspector is coming to my office.
I tell you, Mr. Masterson, I can't approve that building. It wouldn't be safe for the kids.
And I tell you, you're wrong. Every brick in that building is first-rate quality.
I've got eyes. The whole thing is rotten.
Look, you've known me for a long time. Have you ever known me to use inferior materials?
Well, I'm not saying that you're responsible. But if you don't know that building is rotten, well, somebody's been pulling the wool over your eyes.
What are you implying?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Now, you know something. Now, come on, out with it.
All right. Your son approved every load of rotten material.
That's a lie.
He pulled rank on everybody in his department. Said he had orders from you to take over.
I don't believe it.
Well, maybe you'd better ask him.
I will. Right now.
Why, John, home at this...
Where is Bob?
Was there anything wrong, dear?
Asking foolish questions, Margaret. Where is Bob?
Why, he just came home a few minutes ago.
Stay here, Margaret.
John, wait. For heaven's
Margaret,
sake, what's wrong?
Margaret, let me go.
But he's not well. He needs sleep.
Let me go.
Looking for me, Dad?
Yes, I am. What about that school material?
What about it?
Is it inferior?
Sure.
Is that all you have to say?
Acting so high and mighty about.
Don't you use that tone with
me.
Now,
look, you knew about the whole thing.
I never built a bad building in my life.
Who do you think you're kidding? I know the score. You're on Ed Stevens' payroll, same as I am.
You risked the lives of children, cheated the taxpayers.
Now, don't hand me that. What did they ever do for you and me except try to starve us? You wised up when you started taking your share, and so did I.
No, no, Bob. We were wrong, both of us.
We were right, Dad.
This is a nightmare. Margaret... To tell him.
Don't lose your nerve now, Dad.
I'm not blaming you, son. You were all right until you heard about me. My fault. We're going to set things to rights. We're going to give Stevens back his money. We're going to condemn every piece of rotten material in that building.
Don't talk like a sap, Dad. I spent the money.
We'll pay it back.
You can't condemn the building now. You've got to use your influence to get it passed. You've got no choice. He's got a gun in your back. He'll get you fired for taking a bribe. Maybe a jail term.
I don't care.
I do. I don't want to go to jail. Now, hush it up, Dad.
No.
You can do it. Take the money and enjoy
it. I only took it to put you through college.
Now, wouldn't I be a sap to go back to school when there's so much easy dough lying around here?
Oh.
I forgot to tell you, Mom. I'm going in with Ed Stevens. He thinks I've got what it takes. Now, buck up, Dad.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to bed. I'm dead.
John, why don't you rest for a minute?
Did you see him, Margaret? He's just like the material he approved. Rotten, clean through. And it's my fault.
No. No, it isn't, dear.
No, did you hear him? Did you hear what he said? He said, I'm dead. Margaret, he is dead. That wasn't our Bob who walked out of here. Our Bob is dead. I've broken the fifth commandment, Margaret. Thou shalt not kill. Margaret, I killed our boy.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymore for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymore. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymore, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He look upon you with kindness and give you His peace. Amen.
Thank you.